Welcome to Canada Conversations, part of Delaware Debates 2018, produced by Delaware Public Media in collaboration with the University of Delaware's Center for Political Communication. I'm Delaware Public Media News Director Tom Byrne. This conversation, taped at the Delaware Public Media Studios on the campus of Delaware State University, focuses on the race for U.S. House, and we are joined by Republican Scott Walker. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tom.
We start off by asking you, why did you decide to run for U.S. House this cycle?
Well, I'm not satisfied with the way things are, and if elected, I'm going to get Delaware back on its feet again. And so we've got a lot of problems, very, very serious problems, and that's why I'm running.
What should voters know about your qualifications for the job, perhaps something that they don't already know about you?
Well, they should know that I received a good technical education at the University of Delaware, where I got a BA. I attended graduate school for business at the University of Delaware. And I've had a lifetime of victories and defeats, and I'm used to hard times, and I'm used to analyzing problems and solving them. And I've recently become very religious lately, and so I have God on my side now. And with that, I think we're going to conquer every problem that comes up.
Let's talk about some of the issues in this election cycle. Many pundits and analysts are framing these midterms as a referendum on President Trump. And specifically in some House races, some have made the possibility of a Democratic-controlled House moving to impeach the president a campaign issue. My question for you is this election a referendum on President Trump and perhaps the possibility of impeachment or at the very least more congressional inquiry into the president through various committees if the Democrats would take control of the House?
Well, if the Democrats continue on the path they're on now by focusing on Mr. Trump and not on the issues, I do not believe they're going to have a majority in the House. Number two, I don't think this election cycle is a referendum on Donald Trump. I think most people are interested in what's in it for them, and they're not really – there are some diehards that are making this election about Trump. But that's a false issue, and that's a dead end as far as I'm concerned.
No matter which way the House goes in November, the atmosphere will likely remain contentious. How would you work with colleagues from the other party to tackle pressing issues in Congress?
Well, I'm a listener. I've trained myself to listen, and that's the first step towards reaching a compromise. You've got to listen. You've got to get the other side talking. You got to sit there and be quiet and patiently bring it all in, ask some probing questions in order to get more information, and then you'll reach a compromise.
Certainly there is a partisan divide on the $1.5 trillion tax cut enacted last year, and polls consistently show less than half of the country approves of it. What is your message to voters about the impact of these tax cuts and if they should remain in place?
Well, I think all you have to do is look at our gross domestic product. We're at close to 4% right now, 3.9. A year ago, I'm sure we were at 3 or less. And so these are the types of policies that we must continue to make in order to get us out of this malaise that we are in as being the world's second economy, actually third if you consider the European Union. We're number 3. And this is not good. This is a very dangerous situation, Tom.
And just piggybacking on that, generally speaking, how would you rate the health of the U.S. economy right now? And if elected, what would you do or what would your priorities be to make it stronger?
Well, what we've done is we've arrested the decline. Okay, that we've arrested the decline, the drift into socialism. I hate to use that word, but that's what it is. It's socialism. And then going forward, I would do sort of what's being done now is gradually remove government out of the private business sector, less regulation, less licensing, less uneven selective enforcement of laws and rules. And as we free up our economy and we bring more competition in, people have more choices, the prices of assets come down, and people have more money in their pockets to invest.
A Pew Research Center poll earlier this summer found immigration to be the top concern among voters heading into these midterms. That issue obviously touches on a number of topics, the status of the DACA program, separations of families at the border, to the funding of President Trump's border wall, which the president has threatened a government shutdown over. If elected, what approach toward immigration would you seek to pursue in Congress?
Well, I don't know if immigration is really central on everybody's agenda. Again, I think people are more concerned with the everyday issue of how much money, you know, do I have to spend? Am I going to make it this month? Am I going to be able to pay my car payment and mortgage and feed my kids and things like that? I'm all for building that wall, Tom, but I want to make sure it has a lot of doors in it.
And healthcare, also high up on the list of voter concerns, according to polling. Arguments in a Texas case that could strike down the Affordable Care Act as unconstitutional will be heard this fall. If that suit succeeds, though, it would also eliminate some popular ACA provisions like protections for young people with, or should say protections for people with pre-existing conditions. With that possibility as a backdrop, what do you see as the appropriate path forward when it comes to addressing health care in this country?
Well, health care, if you've read my latest statement in our the News Journal, is my three main concerns are defense, the economy, and health care. Those are my three main concerns. And you won't find a conservative talking about health care too much, except to get rid of Obamacare. But we've got to do something about socialized medicine, Obamacare is the wrong approach. What we want to do is bring more private providers into the market so that people can choose. And that brings prices down. And so in order to do that, you got to get the government out of the picture and go back the way it was 30, 40, 50 years ago, where you had private insurers providing insurance. And you had no thing like Medicaid. Medicare was not expanded the way it is now. And this is going to bring the price of health care down, Tom. That's what we need to do.
And finally, is there an issue you feel is not getting the attention it deserves in this election cycle, and how would you address it if elected?
Well, again, I would say that health care is being ignored, and that was a great good of you to bring it up, because Americans are in terrible physical condition. We have to import millions of immigrants in order to do our hard workforce because Americans aren't fit enough to do it. And so our health care system is an abject failure. And it's not working. Americans are getting more unhealthy by the year. And pretty soon it's going to impact our security. And that's why, if I'm elected, I'm going to be running a robust constituent services operation. People are going to call in. They're going to get answers for why they're not in good health and why they can't work and what's wrong. And that's why I'm running. And if I get elected again, I'm going to get Delaware back on its feet again.
All right, Scott Walker, Republican candidate for U.S. House. We thank you for your time. And you can find all of our candidate conversations online at DelawarePublic.org and DelawareDebates.org. This candidate conversation was taped at the Delaware Public Media Studios on the campus of Delaware State University and is part of Delaware Debates 2018, produced by Delaware Public Media in collaboration with the University of Delaware's Center for Political Communication. Thanks for listening.